Chapter 5. Julia was happy. "We are having a nice time," she said. "We came to the Rocky Mountains to study the animals. We did have a plane crash, but now we are studying a grizzly bear. And it is brilliant." "Look how big it is," said Nazim. "Look how strong it is." Then the bear looked up. It made a small noise.
"What did it say?" said Julia.
"I don't know," said Nazim. "I don't speak bear." Just then, two more bears appeared. They were smaller than the first bear.
"Oh, look," said Julia. "Baby bears."
"Baby bears are called cubs," said Nazim. "That is brilliant. We are very lucky to see this."
"Yes,"
said Julia.
"This is great.
I am having a lovely time. I am very happy to study my favourite animal," said Nazim.
"I want to study my favourite animal too," said Julia.
"I want to see a mountain lion." "One animal at a time," said Nazim, as he tried to take photos of the bear cubs with his camera.
Suddenly, there was another noise. It was loud and scary.
"Uh-oh," said Julia.
"What was that?"
"Is it another bear?"
"No," said Nazim. "It sounded different."
Julia and Nazim were scared. The bears were scared too. The bear protected her cubs.
"Oh no," said Nazim. "It must be a predator. It might eat the bear cubs."
"Oh no," said Julia. "They are in danger."
There was another noise, and then the animal appeared.
It was a big cat.
It was a mountain lion. It looked angry and dangerous.
"It's your favourite animal," said Nazim.
"Do you still want to hug it?"
"No," said Julia. "I don't want to hug the mountain lion. I want to stop it. I want to protect the bear cubs."
"Don't worry," said Nazim. "Everything is fine. Bears are big and strong. They can look after themselves." The mountain lion came forward. It got closer to the bears. It made an angry noise at them.
"Grrr!"
"But mountain lions are big and strong too," said Julia. "They have big teeth and big claws."
"But it's not as big as a bear," said Nazim. "Bears are the biggest animal in the Rocky Mountains."
"Then why is the mountain lion attacking the bear?"
said Julia.
"It is silly to attack something bigger than you."
"Perhaps it's very hungry," said Nazim. The bear looked at the mountain lion. The mountain lion looked at the bear.
"Oh no," said Julia. "I think they're going to fight."
Just then, there was a loud noise in the sky. The bear and the mountain lion were surprised. They did not like it. They both ran away.
"It's a helicopter," said Nazim. It is here to rescue us.
Julia quickly lit a flare. The bright flare went into the sky to show the rescue helicopter where they were.
They will come for us now, said Julia.
The rescue helicopter picked them up and carried them up into the air.
Look, said Julia. Look down there.
Below, they could see the mountain lion. There were two more mountain lions with it now. They were smaller than the first one.
It has babies too, said Nazim.
Baby mountain lions are also called cubs, said Julia. The animals were both parents, protecting their babies.